So then we would go into work and usually we'd go in and see if there were any scientific papers that people send out. And I did discover that despite Hawking's great brilliance, he does read quite slowly. I mean, I could read about twice as fast as he. But of course, the point is, he would have to read to remember it because it would be very difficult for him to go back and access the thing. Whereas I could skim the paper rather quickly and say, is there something interesting in this? If I wanted to work on it, I could pick the thing up and look at it.
Black hole radiation has shown us that gravitational collapse is not as final as we once thought. If an astronaut falls into a black hole, he will be returned to the rest of the universe in the form of radiation. Thus, in a sense, the astronaut will be recycled. However, it would be a poor sort of immortality, because any personal concept of time would come to an end as he is torn apart inside the black hole. All that would survive would be his mass or energy.